Good evening from Bellevue, Nebraska, as we get into non-conference women's basketball play from the Jerry Mosser Court on the campus of Bellevue University. The North College Defender women come into today's contest 10-3 overall, 5-3 of the Great Plains Athletic Conference. This game, of course, has no impact on those Great Plains Athletic Conference standings. Well, the Bellevue Bruins, in their fourth year of existence in women's basketball, come in 9-4 overall, 1-0 in the North Star Athletic Association. Good evening, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you from courtside here at Jerry Mosser Court. The North College Defenders in their black jerseys warming up for tonight's contest against this Bellevue Bruin team. Taking shots to my left, let's take a look at the matchup between these two teams. First of all, the Bellevue Bruins, as I said, 9-4 this season, 1-0 in the North Star. They started the season with three wins, then won four in a row from November 2nd through the 13th. Bruins had lost three straight to Mid-American Nazarene, the College of the Ozarks, and Hastings, then followed that with back-to-back wins in their two most recent games. The Bruins are averaging nearly 82 points per game. They allow 65. Bruins are getting out rebounded 39.7 to 39 and convert 43.6% of their field goals and allow 38.8% success. Bellevue gets to the free throw line 24 times per game. They convert 73.4% of their free throw shots. Alexis Martinez averages a team-high 15.9 points per game and 7 rebounds. She's making 52% of her field goal attempts. Morgan Cuff is adding 11.9 points per game. Faith Ross is good for 11.4 points per game and leads the team with 35 made 3-point field goals and makes 43.2% of her long shots. Jamie Winkler scores 9.2 points per game. For the Defender women, they're 10-3 this season, 5-3 in the G-Pack. They're going to be a bit shorthanded, though, this evening. North women are averaging 86 points per game. They limit teams to 69 points per outing. North College also has a 47-37 rebounding advantage, and they've converted 46.3% of its field goals and 33% of its three-point shots. Erica Feenstra averages 25.5 points per game and takes in 8.2 rebounds, and she is making 65% of her field goals. Andy Reinsmith averages 13.5 points per game with 5.2 rebounds. She also has 5 assists per game. Rachel Evelwald has an 11.2 points per game average, and she gets 7.6 rebounds per outing. Peyton Harmson is scoring 9.3 points per game. She is not in uniform this evening. Remember, she banged up an E on Saturday. Sienna Stamness also contributes 5.9 points per game, but she is also not in uniform this evening as she continues to recover from a knee injury. Harmson leads the team with 36 made 3-point shots. Let's pause now for our national anthem. Continuing on with a look at this evening's matchup, we told you about North College and their injury woes. They will also be without Mari Smitsdorf this evening. She turned an ankle yesterday in practice. She is not in uniform here this evening. Bellevue was a 68-59 winner over Dakota State in Madison, South Dakota, after trailing 50-46 heading into the fourth quarter in their most recent outing. Martinez scored 19 with 9 rebounds. Cuff had 18 points and was 12 of 14 from the free throw line as she cashed in from the free throw line with regularity. The Defenders overcame a 22-12 first quarter deficit to lead 38-35 at halftime with Hastings on Saturday and ran away in the fourth quarter, for an 85-66 win over the Broncos. Feenstra had 29 points, grabbed 12 rebounds, had 3 steals. Andy Reinsmith scored 19, had 7 assists and 5 steals, while Kenzie Bosman had 14. Harmson was good for 12 points. This is the first meeting between these two teams. Bellevue is in its fourth year of varsity women's basketball, finished last season with a 19-13 record, 11-5 in the North Star Athletic Association, and finished third in the league behind Jamestown and Valley City State. They were a game in front of Mayville State. Starting lineups then for Bellevue, Shayla Dean wears number 3. She's a 5'4 senior from Ziering, Iowa, 4.3 points per game. Jamie Wankler is a 5'4 sophomore from Louisville, Nebraska, averaging 9.2 points per game. Number 12 is Alexis Martinez, a 5'11 sophomore from Omaha, Nebraska, averaging 15.9 points per game. Morgan Cuff is a 5'11 senior from Lakeville, Minnesota, averaging 11.9 points per outing. And Faith Ross is a 5'11 freshman from Gretna, Nebraska, averaging 11.9 points per game. For the defenders, it'll be Erica Feenstra, number 2, a 6-foot sophomore from Hall, averaging 25.5 points per game. Kenzie Balsamo wears number 3. She's a 5'8 senior from Sheldon, averaging 5.6 points per game. Annie Rinesmith wears number 25. She's a 5'8 junior from Shakopee, Minnesota, averaging 13.5 points per game. Rachel Ebevold is a 6'1 junior from Bloomington, Minnesota, averaging 11.2 points per contest. And Abby Pruitt will draw the starting nod this evening. She's a 5'9 junior from Urbandale, Iowa, averaging 3.0 points per game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. The will-not plays include Peyton Harmson, Sienna Stamnes, and Mari Smitsdorf this evening in this non-conference test. The Dort College defenders enter the day, number 15 in the nation in the most recent college coaches poll, and then a more recent poll was released as we traveled to the Omaha, Nebraska area. Dort College number 13 in the poll as they swap spots with Hastings as the number 5 team going into the poll out of the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Dort College controls the opening tip. With it on the right side is Bausma. Bausma looking inside. Lobs it over the top and the turnover taken away by Bellevue. Bruins with the basketball. Bringing it up is Ross. Ross crosses over. She's on the elbow. Passes it off to Wankler. Wankler gives it up back over to Dean. Dean with the basketball. Back to Wankler. Wankler ball fake. Left elbow. Stops. Gives it back outside. And we have a blocking foul called on Kenzie Bausma. Bausma whistled for her first personal foul. That is team foul number 1 on the defenders as well. And the Bellevue Bruins will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Shayla Dean will toss it in for the Bruins. A fresh 30 to work with. They feed it down low to Cuff. Cuff, hook shot in the lane, is good. Morgan Cuff with a 2-point bucket. And the Bellevue Bruins take a 2-0 lead. 2-0 our score. Into the front court with the basketball is Pruitt. Pruitt goes over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith down to the baseline. Cut off. Cutter into the pass intended for Bausma. It's tapped and controlled by Bellevue. Wankler with it on the right wing. Wankler comes back left side. Dean. Dean right side. Back over to Wankler. Wankler, they weave it out front to Ross. Ross with it on the left wing. Ross crosses over. Down to the baseline. Cut off by Feenstra. Puts it up good. Faith Ross with the 2-point bucket. Bellevue leads 4-0. So Bellevue out quickly. 2 possessions, 2 scores for the Bruins on their home floor. Left side pass goes over to Bausma. Bausma to Feenstra. Feenstra left side, Rinesmith. Rinesmith into the lane. Tries to dump it off for Ebevold. And Bellevue much more active on defense than Dort College so far. Hopefully the defenders are able to shake off some of the cobwebs as this game goes along. 3-pointer, wing good. Left wing 3 by Winkler, and the defenders have dug themselves a 7-0 hole to start today's game. Rinesmith passes it over to Bausma. Bausma to Pruitt. Pruitt right side, Feenstra. Feenstra ball over her head, gives it back over to Rinesmith, feeds it down low. With the basketball is Ebevold, and Ebevold breaks the ice for the defenders. She takes the lid off of the bucket. Rachel Ebevold with a 2-point basket. Dort College trails 7-2. 7-2 our score. Bellevue with the basketball, and they throw it away. Dort College will get the basketball back, trailing by 5. So Bellevue, nothing special so far that they've done defensively, but they have come out with a little more energy than the defenders here in the early going, at least. Rinesmith with it, splits the defense, drops it off for Ebevold. Ebevold, basket good. Rachel Evebold with her second field goal. Dort College trails 7-4. Into the front court. This is Dean. Dean passes right side to Winkler. Winkler with the basketball. She gives it up to Martinez. Martinez, 17-footer. Off the side of the iron, no good. Ball's down on the floor, picked up by Bellevue. Bellevue, a fresh 30 to work with after the missed shot. They pick up the loose basketball. Dean, right side Winkler. Winkler feeds it down on the block. And the power move, basket good for Martinez. Martinez able to get around. And we've got a delay of game warning issued to Alexis Martinez. Dort College trails 9-4. Martinez with a two-point basket. She is the fourth different Bellevue player to score already in this game. Ryan Smith passes right side, Pruitt. Pruitt gives it up, Feenstra. Feenstra can't get it to go, but she's fouled on the help defense. And Feenstra that time able to get over on the right block and didn't have anybody behind her, didn't realize it quickly enough, put it up and got fouled on the play. That foul goes against Winkler. That's number one on her. Feenstra shooting two free throws. First free throw for Erica Feenstra is up and through. She's got another one on the way. This is a two-shot foul situation for Feenstra. Feenstra's second free throw up and good as well. 9-6. Bellevue with the lead and the basketball. Dean across half court. Dean working against Ryan Smith. We'll have a new player in for Dort College in just a moment. Pass goes left side Martinez. Martinez gives it up to Dean. Dean feeds it down low. Hook shot off of the glass, a good. Cuff. Not the prettiest shot, but very effective so far. Couple of made baskets. Back the other way, Bausma. Bausma answering with a mid-range jumper from about 8 feet. And the Dort College defenders trail 11-8. 11-8 our score. Feed it into the corner. Three-pointer up. Good. Three-point basket for Jamie Winkler. Couple of threes for her so far. Long pass over the top intended for Feenstra. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Bellevue. It'll be Dort College basketball trailing by six. Bausma, Ryan Smith, Evebold all checking out of the game for the defenders. Checking in. Shimoleski, Feenstra, and DeYoung. Ball inbounded to Pruitt. Pruitt goes right side, Van Manen, Feenstra. Feenstra up with the right hand, good. Erica Feenstra with a two-point basket. Gets Dort College back to within four, 14-10. Need to string some stops together if you're Dort College here early on. Pass down low, tipped by DeYoung. Picked up by Bellevue. Down on the block, right side is Dean, and Dean gets the shot to go. She is fouled. See who that foul is going to go against for Dort College, and that's against Jordan Van Manen. Van Manen whistled for foul number one. Dean is the fifth player to score for Bellevue. Bellevue leads 16-10. This is a team that scores a fair amount of points, just like the defenders, averaging over 80 points per game. Shemileski's pass taken away by Ross. Ross with the left hand, good. Faith Ross with the steal at midcourt, races to the hoop, gets the bucket. Dort College with a freshman backcourt right now, Shemileski and Van Manen. Van Manen into the front court, spin move, gets away from the defensive player, gives it up Shemileski. Shemileski, Van Manen, three, in and out, no good. Rebound Feenstra, Feenstra off of the glass, not good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by Dort College, it will be Bellevue basketball. Evebold, Ryan Smith, Bausma, Tetzloff all check in for the defenders. Checking to see who stays on the floor. It'll be Van Manen. So Van Manen stays on the floor for the defenders. Dort College trailing 19-10. Into the front court with it is Winkler. Winkler gives it left side over to Ross. Ross with the basketball. Ross on the right wing. Ross looking out front, gets it to Shayla Dean. They feed it on the elbow. Martinez, wild shot, gets it to go, and she is fouled. Martinez with a two-point bucket. She's got four, and the defenders trail 21-10. Dort College has not been able to get the job done defensively so far. And that has resulted in the Bruins putting 21 up on the board here in the first 5 minutes. of this contest. That will not sit well with the Dort College coaching staff. Alexis Martinez, free throw for the three-point play, is up, and it's good. Rattles around and falls through. She's got 5 points, and the defenders trail by a dozen, 22-10. 22-10 with a basketball, Evavold in the backcourt. Evavold across the half-court stripe to Tetzloff. Tetzloff on the right wing, gives it up Ben Monin. Ben Monin, cross-court pass over to Bausma. Bausma left side, Ryan Smith. Dort College down 12, ball loose, picked up by Bausma. Bausma lay in good. Kenzie Bausma with a two-point bucket. She's got four. Defenders trail by 10, 22-12. Not worried about the offense this evening. I am a bit concerned about the defense, and part of that is the different-looking lineup Dort College has. Van Monen with a steal in the half court. Bausma tries to get it outside to Ryan Smith, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Shayla Dean for Bellevue. It's Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball, right corner, Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith feeds it down low, Evavold. Evavold up off of the glass, good. Left shoulder, right hand, Rachel Evavold with her third field goal, and the defenders are back to within 8, 22-14. Let's see if they can get it back down to 3 or 4 by the time this quarter ends, or if Bellevue can put some offense together again. Long three-pointer up, and that one's not good. Rebound though, Long, picked off by Bellevue deep in the left corner. And we have an offensive foul called against the Bruins. That's going to go against Laura Jurek. Jurek whistled for the personal foul. So Dort College trailing 22-14 with a basketball. Trying to work their way back into this game. After getting down by as many as a dozen, Ryan Smith into the front court. Right side, Ben Monin. Ben Monin with it up front, feeds it left side, Ryan Smith. Over to Tetzloff, left corner. Back to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith shovels it off for Evavold, and Evavold's going to be called for traveling. Rachel Evavold did not get the ball put on the deck in time. Chmielewski and Feenster will check in. Ryan Smith and Evavold will check out. In case you're just joining us, Dort College without the services this evening of Peyton Harmson and Sienna Stamness and Mari Smitsdorf. Smitsdorf happened in practice yesterday, turned an ankle. Pass goes up front. Winkler. Winkler with it into the lane. Kick out pass. Comes back to Jurek. Jurek. Back to Winkler. Winkler drops it off inside. Shot missed. No good. Rebound taken away by Bausma. Bausma gets it over to Ben Monin. Long pass into the front court. Tetzloff. Tetzloff cross court pass. And what do we have? We've got a foul called underneath the basket. That's going to go against Bellevue's Morgan Cuff. Her first. Kelsey Appleby, Tyler Eason, and Scott Koch are the officials this evening. Kelsey came out from underneath the basket to make that call. Fresh 30 for Dort College to work with. 3:14 remaining in the first quarter. Dort College down 8. Inbounding Chmielewski. Chmielewski from Mayer, Minnesota, gets it in over the top. Ben Monin. Ben Monin's pass tipped, taken away by Bellevue. Here comes Ross. Ross drives in, right hand, hangs on the rim, and it falls through. Faith Ross with 6 points. Dort College trails 24-14. Right side pass. Tetzloff over to Bausma on the left wing. Now Chmielewski. Left side, Ben Monin. Ben Monin inside Feenstra. Feenstra off of the glass, good. If Dort College can get it into their posts, they'll have some success. Bellevue has not been able to stop the Dort College post players consistently. Dort College has not been able to stop the Bellevue Bruins consistently thus far. Now the last 2.5 minutes or so have been better. Dort College had given up 20 points in the first 5 minutes. Now it's 24-16. Dort College down 8. Turnover by the Bruins. Dort College basketball. DeYoung swing pass. Faith Anderson. Anderson back over to Pruitt. Pruitt. Evavold into the corner. Pruitt. Pruitt. Deep left corner. Now Anderson. Anderson to DeYoung. DeYoung shot no good. Rebound controlled by DeYoung. Gets it over to Anderson. Long three. Good. Faith Anderson with a three-point bucket. Dort College trails 24-19. So Faith Anderson, the sophomore, knocks it down from straight on, well beyond the three-point line. Anderson playing the bottom of the zone now with 2:03 remaining. Pass goes into the corner. Ball deflected out by Faith Anderson. Tipped out of bounds. It will be Bellevue basketball with 11 seconds on the shot clock. So Anderson from Sherrard, Illinois. Sophomore, Dort College down 5, 24-19. Three on the way. In and out, no good. Rebound cleaned up by Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball, bringing it up against Dean. Goes over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith double-teamed, and we've got a hold called on the Bellevue Bruins. A foul called on the Bruins. That's going to go on Lexi Allen. Allen whistled for the personal. That is team foul number 4 on the Bruins with 1:47 remaining in the quarter. Throwing it in right side will be Rinesmith. Rinesmith looking. Still looking. Gets it in over the top. Eva Bolden. Anderson, 3, partially blocked. Eva Bolden tries to save it in, and she steps out of bounds. And now the question is, was the ball out of bounds, or did Eva Bolden contact it? And I believe they will say that Eva Bolden touched the baseline as she tried to save that short shot in. It was not off of the end line with the bounce. If it had been off of the bounce, it would have been deflected by Bellevue. Instead, Evavold tried to save it in, and she stepped on the baseline before contacting the basketball. With it, left side. 3 on the way, missed it, no good. Rebound, Dort College, and Evavold. Evavold with it over to Pruitt. Pruitt behind the back dribble, sheds a defensive player. Dort College down 24-19. Kick out pass, Rinesmith. Rinesmith swing pass, right side, Pruitt. Pruitt down to the block. Puts it up, the leaner, good. Abby Pruitt with a two-point basket. Dort College trails 24-21. Defenders backed over within 3. 1:05 remaining. First quarter of play. Bellevue basketball. Right side pass. 3 launched. No good. Rebound. Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Dort College with an opportunity to get back to within 1 or tie it. Pruitt. 3 left wing. Off the mark. No good. Rebound taken away by Evavold. Her shot no good. Now the ball's on the floor. And Rachel Evavold is called for a foul on the rebound. For Rachel, that is foul number 1. And that is team foul number 4 on the defenders in this quarter. Beg your pardon, that is foul number 2 on Evavold. Tetzloff will check in. Evavold will check out. A little smaller lineup here with Tetzloff, DeYoung, and Anderson playing the bottom of the zone. Pruitt and Rinesmith will play out front. Bellevue will bring it up. 12-second difference, shot clock, and game clock. Bellevue with the basketball, an opportunity to build on the three-point lead. That was as many as 12 earlier in the half. Baseline jumper up and down for Wankler. Wankler now with 8, and the defenders trail 26-21. Shot clock is off, 22 seconds remaining in the quarter. Left side pass, Anderson. Comes back right side, DeYoung. DeYoung down to the baseline. DeYoung tries to fire it back to the middle of the floor. It's taken away by Bellevue. Turnover, a run out. Bruins shot no good. Rebound deflected. 6 seconds. Now 5. Rinesmith across half court. 4 to the free throw line. The floater no good. Anderson, the putback is up and good. Faith Anderson with a 2-point basket. She's got 5. And the defenders able to get a bucket after Bellevue failed to take the final shot of the quarter. Dort College came racing down to the other end and had enough time for a missed shot. Faith Anderson stuck with it, and Faith Anderson gets a shot to go, and the defenders trail 26-23 at the end of the first quarter. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. The Dort College defenders trailing Bellevue 26-23 at the end of one quarter of play. Dort College 10 of 18 from the floor. Bellevue 11 of 18. So both teams shooting the ball well here in the first quarter. Dort College took them a little bit to get going, had a better finish to the first quarter. After allowing 20 points in the first 5 minutes, allowed just 6 in the final 5 minutes. Ball deflected out by Anderson. Cross-court pass. Bellevue with the basketball. Bellevue pass goes right side. Martinez. Martinez in the lane. And we've got a foul on the play called against the Dort College defenders. And that foul is going to go against Annie Rinesmith. Annie whistled for the personal foul. I thought maybe it would go on Michaela DeYoung, but on the double team, they say that it goes on Rinesmith. Dort College on defense. Bellevue with the basketball. Left corner is Winkler. She's got 8 points already. Gives it off right side. Shot no good. Weak side rebound taken away by Pruitt. Pruitt into the front court. Abby with it. Right side, Bausma. Bausma back out front. Pruitt. Pruitt left side, Feenstra. Feenstra with it on the wing. Dort College down 26-23. Pruitt underneath Evavold. Evavold has it tipped out of bounds. Last touched by Bellevue. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College inbounding right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Bausma. Kenzie, the senior from Sheldon, Iowa. They get the ball inbounded to Feenstra. Swing it, Pruitt. Pruitt at the top of the key, dribbles to her right. Uses up her dribble now, gives it off. Evavold. Evavold looking for Bausma posting up. Kenzie underneath, bucket good. Kenzie Bausma with 6 points. Dort College back to within a point at 26-25. Bellevue basketball. They've got it on the left side, Winkler. Winkler, and we've got an offensive foul. Foul's going to go against Alexis Martinez. Martinez whistled for foul number one, and that is team foul number one on the Bruins here in this quarter. Dort College mixing and matching with their lineup. Feenstra and Pruitt are both out now. Shemileski, Rinesmith, Bausma, Tetzloff, and Evavold are on the floor. Evavold playing with two personals, remember. That's a development we'll need to watch. Shemileski underneath Evavold. Evavold's pass. Evavold puts it on the deck, and it should be Dort College basketball. Shemileski will be inbounding left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Dort College inbounding. Ryan Smith cuts out to the right wing. They give it instead to Evavold on the left wing. Looks for the handoff to Shemileski. Reversal. Ryan Smith, three-pointer. Bang, bang, bang. Three-point basket for Annie Ryan Smith. The junior from Shakopee knocks down her first triple, and answering for the tie is Bellevue's Cuff. We're tied at 28 all. Foul underneath. That's going to go against Bellevue. And that's called on Morgan Cuff. That's number two on her. Martinez is in. Checking out will be Cuff. Tetzloff checks out of the ball game. Also checking out Shemileski. Feenstra is in along with Pruitt. Tied up 28 all. 8:14 remaining in this ball in this first half. Feenstra, left side, Rinesmith. Rinesmith hit a three moments ago, now backs out towards midcourt, still has the dribble. Using her right hand, passes to Bausma. Bausma uses up her dribble. Pruitt, Pruitt, Rinesmith, another one, short, no good. Rebound taken down by Bausma, though. Bausma put back, picking up the garbage, putting it back in. Dort College leads 38-28. A two-point lead for the defenders. Bellevue basketball. Shayla Dean. Dean gives it off to Winkler. Winkler in between the circles. Winkler crosses over, drives into traffic, throws it up, and it's actually off of Evavold's side as it goes out of play. Van Manen will check out of the ballgame. Van Manen checks in, actually, and Rinesmith will check out. 7:35 remaining here in the first half. Inbounding the basketball for Bellevue is Dean. Dean gets it into the corner. Winkler. Winkler with the basketball. Winkler gets the return pass, 9 to shoot. Winkler, that's Dean, now back to Winkler. Winkler ball fake, feeds it underneath Martinez. Martinez puts up the wild shot, no good. Rebound cleared by Van Manen, and they'll say that the shot clock violation occurred before the rebound was secured. So Dort College will have the basketball out of bounds underneath the basket, length of the floor in front of them, leading 30-28. Van Manen right side, Pruitt. Pruitt looking underneath, and she's going to be called for a double dribble. She dropped it after she had possession of it. picked it up, and then put it back on the floor. Sometimes they'll allow you that opportunity to use the dribble to possess it, and then you get a fresh one. That time she possessed it, dropped it. Pass goes left side with a basketball. This is Jurek in the lane. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Bausma. Bausma gives it up to Pruitt. Pruitt in between the circles. Pruitt, Bausma. Bausma left side. Bounce pass into DeYoung. Rifles it outside Van Manen. Now Pruitt. Pruitt left side. Bausma. Bausma three. Shot no good. Rebound taken down by Feenstra. Feenstra shot no good. And the rebound controlled by Bellevue. Bellevue with the basketball. Bellevue driving the other way. Winkler. Winkler underneath. Fires it outside. Dean. Dean catches. Fires her wide open three. Is good. 31-30. Bellevue back in front by a point. Long pass into the front court. Off of the glass. Good. Erica Feenstra. Feenstra with eight. Dort College regains the lead. 32-31. 32-31 our score. We'll have five new players checking in at the next break. Two for Bellevue, three for the defenders. Driving with the right hand, getting the floater to go is Jurek. Jurek with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads, trails 33-32. Van Manen, the cutter, Bausma. Bausma, little floater from 10, good. Kenzie Bausma with 10 points. Dort College regains the lead, 34-33. Now you need some stops again if you're Dort College. With it out front, that's Shayla Dean, hit a three moments ago. Back outside, three, misses everything, not good, by Jamie Winkler. She hit two threes in the first quarter. Now Dort College will go with wholesale changes, five in, five out. Ryan Smith, Tetzloff, Anderson, Evavold, and Shemileski on the floor. Anderson goes high post. Tetzloff, rainbow 15-footer, free throw line, good. Bailey Tetzloff, the sophomore from Brookings, gives Dort College a three-point lead, 36-33, now a steal. Tetzloff, her leaner, no good. Rebound tipped out, last touch by Dort College, it'll be Bellevue basketball. So Bellevue will get it back with 5:14 remaining, first half of basketball, Dort College leading by three. Bill Harmson up off of the bench, surveying things. Sauntering over is Dave Denley on the Bellevue bench. He's in front of the scores table over to my right. Bellevue, pass, left side, lazy pass. Tetzloff almost jumped it. Instead, Winkler misses everything with a long shot. Rebound, Anderson. Here comes Dort College and Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith driving in, shovels off right side, Shemileski. Shemileski blocked from behind, but a foul on the play. Foul called on Bellevue and Faith Ross. Ross called for the personal foul, and Dave Denley can't believe it. 36-33. First free throw, no good by Shemileski. Another one on the way. This is the fourth free throw shot by the defenders. They are two for three thus far. And Shemileski makes one of two. 37-33, Dort College with a four-point lead. They trailed by as many as 12 at 22-10 in the first quarter. Left side pass for the basketball. That's Hennings. New players in for Bellevue. Dort College pressuring on defense in the half court. Faith Ross working on Ryan Smith. Step back three, missed it, no good. Long rebound cleared by Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith racing into the front court. Gives it off, Evavold. Evavold lay in, good. Eight for Evavold. Dort College leads 39-33. Timeout on the floor, charge to Bellevue. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs, whether buying or selling your home. Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. Bellevue basketball after the timeout. Dean, kick out pass. Three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Evavold. Off to Ryan Smith. Into the front court, Ryan Smith, they feed it down low, Feenstra. Feenster double team, tries to give it off to Evavold. Evavold with the basket. And they're going to wave it off and say there was a tie-up before the shot attempt. It'll be Bellevue basketball on the held ball with 3:50 remaining. Erica Feenstra, maybe one pass too many on that one. Let's see if she can go up strong with it the next time. You've got her with the basketball 7 feet away from the hoop. You'd like her to score that, if possible. With it, Tetzloff on the defense. Hennings, never going to fault unselfish play. It's just sometimes you got to take the shots that is there. Up front with the basketball, this is Dean again. Dean gives it up to Ross. Faith Ross, 17-footer, missed it, no good. Rebound deflected out, it's still loose. Picked up, garbage bucket for Bellevue. And that's Hennings. Hennings for the two-point bucket. Dort College leads 39-35. Right side of the basketball. Well, this has been a much better last 10 minutes or so of defense by the defenders. With the basketball, Tetzloff off the offensive rebound, picks up the loose ball. 3 minutes remaining here in the first half. Out front with it is Evavold. Evavold splits the defense, gets it away. Feenstra misses the shot underneath the basket. Tough angle. She was directly underneath the hoop and didn't know whether to reverse it or come back to the right side. And instead, she came back to the right side and was unable to knock it down. Bailey Tetzloff whistled for the first personal foul. Her first personal. Team foul number two on the defenders. Well, for Dort College, they continue to rotate players through. By my count, they have played 8 players so far, 9 players, I should say. Forgot about Faith Anderson, the minutes that she has played. Martinez, leaner, no good. Rebound taken away by Shemileski. Shemileski to Van Manen. Van Manen over the basketball, right side Bausma. Bausma feeds it underneath Feenstra, block, gets it back, shot no good. Rebound deflected out, last touch by Dort College. It'll be Bellevue basketball. Well, Erica Feenstra, 66% free throw shooter. Pardon me, 66% field goal shooter. He'll take those shots, a little bit of contact. Got to finish through that. As Coach Bill Harmson said, she's no longer a secret. And Bellevue, that time, gave her a pretty good body. On the right side is Ross. Ross gives it off in the corner and a hand check called on Bausma. And for Bausma, that is her second by my count. Team foul number 3 on the defenders. Inbounding will be Faith Ross. Free throw line extended in front of the Dort College bench. Ball is inbounded. They get it back out front. Fresh 30 for Bellevue to work with. Shayla Dean. And we've got an offensive foul called on the Bruins. That's going to go on at Jurek, and that is foul number 2 on Jurek. 2:09 remaining. Dort College with a 4-point lead. Shemileski. Van Manen. Tetzloff, Bausma, Feenstra on the floor. They're looking down low. Instead, they go to Shemileski on the left wing. Back to Tetzloff. Bausma at the free throw line. Had Feenstra open. They try to feed it down to her a little late. Ball deflected out on help defense. It'll be Dort College basketball. Ryan Smith, Pruitt, Evavold checking in. Shemileski, Tetzloff, Van Manen check out. Dort College, Bausma will inbound the basketball. So Bausma throwing it in, gets it in out front to Pruitt. 13 to shoot now. Back over to Annie. Annie with it on the right side, 8 to shoot. Looking for Evavold, gives it to Evavold, double teamed, and she's called for a travel. Travel whistled against Dort College. Bellevue will get it back on the turnover. So the Bruins will get it back. Bruins had 20 points at the 5-minute mark of the first quarter. They've been limited to 15 points over the last 13 and a half minutes. So much better defensive effort by the defenders. Bellevue with the basketball. They feed it inside Martinez. Martinez holding her ground is Evavold. 3 from the corner. Good. A 3-point basket off the assist by Martinez. Dean gets the bucket. Dort College leads 39-38. Right side Feenstra. Ryan Smith, Evavold on the right elbow. Two players around her. Gets it back to Rhinesmith. Annie, three, no good. Rebound, Bellevue. Bellevue with a chance to regain the lead with a made basket. On the left-hand side with the ball is Tucker. Shot blocked by Ebevold. Ball's down on the floor. Picked up by Rhinesmith. 53 seconds on the game clock. Fresh 30 for the defenders. Bausma, left side, Rhinesmith. Into the corner, Pruitt. Pruitt underneath Feenstra. Feenstra puts it up, plays through contact, gets fouled on the play. And that foul goes against Tucker. That is foul number one on Tucker. Erica Feenstra will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot two. Two for one situation here for the defenders. They got the ball down low quickly enough that they got a shot attempt with more than 41 seconds remaining in this half. First free throw by Feenstra is good. Feenstra now with 9 first half points. Ebevold, Rhinesmith, and Pruitt are out. Feenstra's second free throw in and out, no good. Rebound tipped and a foul called on the play over the back on our push on Tetzloff. Tetzloff called for the foul on the rebound. Foul number 2 on Tetzloff. Foul number 4 on the defenders in this half. Dort College on defense. Bellevue basketball. Ross. Ross throws it into the corner. Return pass. Kick out pass. Bausma. And a drive to the basket and a layup by Jamie Winkler. Winkler is fouled on the play. And she will go to the free throw line with an opportunity at a three-point play. And that is foul number 3 on Kenzie Bausma. Rhinesmith, Pruitt, and Ebevold will all check in. Shemileski, Tetzloff, and Bausma will check out. Jamie Winkler will shoot a free throw. She's a 68% free throw shooter. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So Bellevue regains a one-point lead. Jamie Winkler with that three-point play. North College down a point. North College can hold for the final shot of the half. They pass out front to Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball, Rhinesmith. Rhinesmith in between the circles. She dribbles off to the right-hand side, Bellevue in a zone. They feed it high post, Van Manen. Van Manen weaves her way in, shot no good. Rebound taken down by Ebevold. It's down on the floor, still loose. Picked up by Feenstra, shot no good. And Feenstra hits the floor hard, and Erica will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Who's the foul going to go against is the question. And it is whistled against Shayla Dean, her first. Team foul number 5. North College will send new players into the game with 3.2 seconds remaining in the half. First free throw by Feenstra is good. Another one on the way for Feenstra. She's got 10 points, and she ties the game at 41. 41-41, 3.2 seconds remaining. And another free throw on the way for the sophomore from Hull, trying to unlock the tie. Second free throw is in and out, no good. So we're tied at 41. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Bellevue. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Bellevue basketball with 1 second remaining. 1 second remaining. Bellevue will be throwing the ball in. And they get it to midcourt. Shot at the buzzer is off the front of the iron, no good. And our first half comes to a close. We've decided nothing. 41-41, Dort College and Bellevue. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Stay tuned. Coming up, our Where Are They Now segment, and it'll be Sam Wensink when we're back in a moment. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR.
Greetings and welcome in again to another edition of Where Are They Now on KDCR, made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Ole, Grinnell Mutual Member, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Trust in tomorrow. Our guest on this episode of Where Are They Now decided to stick around in Sioux Center after graduating from Dort College. He hasn't been away from Dort College as a graduate for long, graduating as a defender just a few years ago. but he's arguably one of the most decorated individual athletes in Dort College athletic history. A fast, enduring runner. Today on Where Are They Now, it's Sam Wensink. So you came to Dort from Sheboygan Falls, Wisconsin. And for listeners that, you know, have never been out in that area, what's kind of that region of Wisconsin like? And what was it like for you growing up some and living there?
Yeah, my address is Sheboygan Falls, but when people ask me where I'm actually from, I say Oostburg, Wisconsin. And a lot of times people out here are familiar with Oostburg because it is a Dutch settlement. My parents are actually both Northwestern grads. My dad ran on the track team for Northwestern back in the day. And yeah, so it's similar to Sioux Center in a lot of ways with the Dutch heritage. And I've always had connections to Dort and to Sioux Center because of that.
Well, you've always had those connections there, but your parents going to Northwestern, why did you end up choosing to continue your athletic and your academic careers in Sioux Center?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I wasn't the first to jump the boat. My older brother is about 3 years older than me, and he was looking specifically at engineering programs when he was looking at schools. And honestly, I don't think either of us had heard of Dort, probably because our parents were keeping that from us while we grew up. But when he went, he naturally heard of Dort because of the great engineering program, and he ended up going. So when I looked for schools, it was at the top of my list just because of what a great experience he was having.
Before we get kind of into your running career at Dort and what you're up to now, you ended up earning a degree in business administration, accounting, and finance. When did you know that was kind of the area you wanted to study and pursue a career in?
I didn't always know that. I was sort of math-minded in high school, and I originally declared actuarial finance as a degree when I came to Dort, but I knew I wanted to do something related to numbers because that just came naturally for me. I think it's because of my dad, really. Him and I have always talked money, and that's sort of unusual for a lot of families. Money is sort of this thing that people don't talk about, but for us, it was different. We talked about finances all the time, so I took interest in that. And then I also saw the personal benefits from having a career in finance and understanding personal finance, that sort of thing.
Now, for those that don't know, as a cross-country and a track athlete, I mean, you're probably up there as one of the most decorated individual athletes in Dort history with all the GPAC honors and the All-American statuses you've earned. When did running really start to become kind of a passion of yours? And did you ever think it would amount to what it did for you at the college level?
I started running pretty early on, so it's been a part of my life for probably 15 years or so at this point. My dad introduced me to it. Like I mentioned, he was on the track team at Northwestern when he was in college. But we just started off running road races together, little 2 miles, 5Ks here or there. And I had some success in that starting out. And then in high school, that success continued. I was just blessed with a little bit of talent there, and that piqued my interest in the sport then. I just wanted to keep pursuing it because I had that talent and that success. But no, I didn't expect the level of success I ended up having at Dort. I did well in high school, but when I came to Dort, I just was more focused on being a part of a good team that Coach Van Dyke was building at the time. And we did do a lot of those things. We were All-American a few times with some relays. So the individual success was more of just an added bonus for me.
When you think back to your time as a student at Dort, whether it's in the classroom or competition or maybe your dorm or apartments, what sticks out to you the most?
It's just those little memories. It could be just a normal weeknight with the roommates in the apartment and, you know, nothing exciting is going on. But those are some of my best memories that I have, is just the day-to-day, being able to be around your best friends. And that changes after school. So I really cherish the time that I was able to spend in a close-knit community with those friends and just make those memories along the way.
Now, for the listeners that don't know, I had to clarify that last question with as a student, because you didn't completely leave Dort here. You actually had the chance to become an adjunct professor of business with the college. Can you tell me a little bit about how that opportunity came about? And tell me a little bit about the class that you taught, BUAD 326.
Yeah, it was last fall. The business department asked me to teach, and that was totally unexpected because I had graduated quite recently at that point. But when they asked me at first, you know, I was surprised, but I realized that I had the knowledge and I had the capabilities of teaching the course, so I decided to take it on. It was new. I have no, you know, formal education as far as being an educator, but I really had a good time with the students, being able to just be so fresh off of my own studies. I felt like I could understand where they were coming from in a little bit more real sense.
Now, you also work in town at Money Concepts doing some financial planning and wealth management there. I know it's unique from a lot of financial planning firms. So what do you like most about the work you've been able to do there, whether it was when you started as an intern or even now as a full-time employee?
I love the variety. That's one thing that I really like. We are able to advise people on all areas of their finances. So we're not just investment management like a lot of firms are. We advise people on their cash management, you know, just budgeting, risk management, insurance, estate planning, education planning, retirement planning, taxes, all those sorts of things. So the fact that I get to learn about and help people in all those different areas really keeps things fresh and exciting. The other thing is I love the feeling of just being able to help people, just reducing that stress in their lives, if that's one less area of their lives that they have to worry about, and to be able to give them the confidence that they're headed down the right path and they're making wise financial decisions. Those are things that really are rewarding for me in the job.
Well, you mentioned you graduated not that long ago, so some of it's still fresh in your mind. And we may have talked about some of these things already at length, but to you, what have been some of your favorite personal highlights since you stepped on Dort's campus as a freshman?
I'm forever thankful that I did end up going to Dort because I met my wife. We just got married this past summer, so that was obviously a big highlight. She's still on the team, so I get to still sort of be involved in some of the team things just by being married to her, and I get to watch her have that success now and continue on with the team, continuing to have success as well.
It builds a little bit on kind of what you mentioned there in that answer of still getting the opportunity to be involved with the team a little bit. We see kind of the role of athletics and the prominence of it change in our lives as the years go by. Running has been an important part of your life for many years. So what's kind of the role of athletics and of running in your life still today?
Yeah, I think for runners that have run as long as I have to this point, running never really goes away. I think I'm always going to just be a runner out of habit at this point. But yeah, it has changed. Ending a four-year career at Dort, you sort of have this feeling of, wow, I really put in a lot of work in the past 4 years, because the day-to-day, there's not that pressure of always having a workout at the end of the day coming up. And during school, that was just the normal, just knowing that you were probably going to be suffering on the track for a few hours every afternoon. So it's nice to have that competitive edge taken away and just to do it for out of enjoyment. But yeah, I still have a competitive spirit, so I'll still jump in some races here or there.
Once again, thank you to Sam Wensink for joining us on Where Are They Now? Right here on KDCR, made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Holy Grail Mutual Member, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Trust in tomorrow. I'm your host, Christian Zylstra. That's going to do it for the rest of this edition of Where Are They Now? And don't forget, you can catch all the episodes on our website at KDCR885.com. We'll be right back with more Dort College basketball in a moment.
We are at halftime. The Dort College defenders and Bellevue Bruins tied 41-41 at the half. Dort College trailed by as many as 12, 22-10, led by as many as 6 at 39-33. Dort College settling for a tie over the Bellevue Bruins at halftime. Dort College 17 of 36 from the floor, 47%. Bellevue 17 of 33 for 51.5%. Turnovers, Bellevue 8, Dort College 11. Rebounds, Dort College 25, Bellevue 12. Dort College led in scoring by Erica Feenster and Kenzie Balsamo with 10 points apiece. 8 points for Rachel Evavold, 5 for Faith Anderson, 3 for Annie Reinsmith, 2 for Abby Pruitt, 2 for Bailey Tetzloff, and 1 for Maya Shemileski for their total of 41. For Bellevue, 11 for Jamie Wankler, including 2 3-pointers. Shayla Dean, 2 for 2 from the 3-point line. She's got 9 points, 6 each for Morgan Cuff and Faith Ross, 5 for Alexis Martinez. 2 points for Laura Jurek and Miranda Hennings. Rebounds, Dort College led by Erica Feenstra, Kenzie Bausma, and Rachel Evavold with 4 rebounds each. Annie Reinsmith credited with 5 assists. Faith Anderson also has 3 rebounds. For Bellevue, 2 rebounds for Shayla Dean and 2 rebounds for Laura Jurek. They have 4 assists by Shayla Dean and 3 by Jamie Wankler. 41-41 our score. Back with the second half of play right after this. 41 all. Dort College over the basketball as we resume play. Starting the second half. put another 10 minutes up on the board for the third quarter. Dort College inbounding. Pruitt gets the ball inbounded to Rinesmith. Right side it goes, Ebby Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Comes back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith gives it up right side. Pruitt. Pruitt, corner three. Got it. Three-point basket. Ebby Pruitt. She's got 5 points, and the defender lead is 44-41. With the basketball, Bellevue. Bellevue into the front court on the right-hand side. From my vantage point, seated behind the Bellevue Bruins. Now they're going away from me. Steal by Evable, Feenstra, Rinesmith, no-look pass. Pruitt, Rinesmith, back to Pruitt. Same spot, another one, in and out, no good. Rebound, though, Evavold, and Evavold is held on the play. Rachel Evavold hitting the boards hard. Shayla Dean picks up the personal foul. That is foul number two on Shayla Dean. And Dort College will have the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. They get it to Feenstra. Feenstra hands it off to Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball back over to Erica. Erica, Annie. Annie with the basketball. Dort College is led by as many as six. Shot by Bausma, no good. And racing the other way with the basketball is Winkler. Winkler stops, gives outside. Three-point heave off of the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Pruitt ahead to Rinesmith, trapped. Rinesmith gets it away right side. Fien, Fien, three, no good. Rebound tapped out by Pruitt, but it's taken away by Winkler. Winkler driving in, right-hand layup, good. So we've got a foul called after the basket went through. And that foul is charged to Faith Ross, her second. So the basket was good. That was Jamie Winkler with the loose ball. Picks it up and raced the other way. Dort College trailing, leading by a point right now, 44-43. Gives into the corner, Pruitt. Pruitt with a basketball. Pruitt, Feenstra. Feenstra, right side, Rinesmith. Rinesmith, Annie, three, missed it. Short, no good. Rebound taken away by Bellevue. Dort College content to shoot three. It's a little bit too much here early in the second half. Bellevue down a point. Bruins with a basketball. This is Dean. Dean out front. Dean guarded there by Rinesmith. Dort College, a zone defense, but Rinesmith matches up with her. Now they feed it down low. Shot Martinez, and Martinez throws herself into Rachel Evavold, and Evavold has just picked up her third personal foul. So two free throws on the way for Martinez. Martinez is a 71% free throw shooter. She can tie it with one. She can give the Bruins the lead with two made free throws. First free throw on the way is up and good for Martinez. Martinez, 106 free throws shot this season through 13 games, so not quite 10 per game, but close. Another one on the way for Martinez. This one's up and good, so she makes them both. Pretty good free throw shooter, knocking down 71%. She's made 75 free throws so far this season. Now 77 with those two makes. Bausma, lob pass underneath Evavold. Evavold loses it. Picked off by Bellevue. Bellevue racing the other way. Bruins with a one-point lead, pressing the issue. With it on the left wing. They pick up their dribble. Lob pass over the top, taken by Dean. Dean gives it into the right corner. Dean puts it up. Shot blocked by Feenstra, but a foul on Feenstra. And free throws on the way for Morgan Cuff. Cuff, a 81% free throw shooter. And the Bruins with an opportunity to establish a 2 or 3 point lead. First free throw, good for Cuff. She's got seven. Another one on the way. So a second free throw on the way. This one's up and good as well for Cuff. So 4 points off of free throws by Bellevue here at the start of the second half, coupled with a layup. Rinesmith gives it back outside. Bausma, Bausma, Pruitt. Pruitt, right side. Lob it down low. Feenstra. Feenstra down to the block. Lost it. It's taken away by Bellevue on the double team. Ripping it away was Faith Ross. Back we go the other way, and now we've got a kick called against Faith Ross. after Dort College had knocked it loose. It will be Dort College basketball. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. DeYoung will check in for the defenders. Feenstra will check out. Pruitt will throw the ball in for Dort College. Dort College trailing 47-44. Pruitt throwing the ball in. Pruitt looking, still looking, throws over the top, Evable. Evable to Pruitt. Pruitt back to Rinesmith. Rinesmith sets three. Good. Annie Rinesmith with 6 points. Dort College ties it 47-all. Bellevue basketball, right-hand side, Cuff. Cuff, they throw it away. It'll be Dort College basketball. Throwing it behind the intended receiver was Cuff. And the ball ends up out of bounds near the midcourt stripe. Faith Anderson will check into the game. Checking out. And checking out of the ball game will be Dort College's Abby Pruitt. Dort College, right side, Anderson. Anderson with the basketball, high post, Evable. Evable, left side, Rinesmith. Rinesmith with the basketball. Rinesmith back to Anderson. 18 to shoot. High post, Evable. Gives to Bausma. Bausma back to Evable. Evable's going to be called for a charge. Rachel Evable put her head down, took it into the lane, and gets called for a charging foul. That's foul number 4 on her. Foul number 4 on Evable. Tetzloff will check into the ball game. Evavold will check out. So Rachel Evavold, the first 3.5 minutes of this second half, picks up 2 personal fouls, and she has a seat on the bench for a while. Tetzloff playing defense. Cuff back out front to Winkler. Winkler with the basketball. Winkler gives it up down to the baseline. Gets the return pass. Her triple is up short, no good. Rebound taken away by Rinesmith. Here comes Dort College. Annie into the front court with the basketball. Right side Anderson. Anderson tries to feed it down low. And stepping, no, they didn't step out of bounds. Floater by Bausma, no good. And the rebound controlled by the Bruins. Bruins with the basketball. Dort College stopped playing for the moment. Didn't get an easy bucket because of it. Instead, had to scramble a bit. Down to the baseline. Give it back over to Martinez. Martinez puts it up with the right hand. Good. Alexis Martinez with 9. Dort College trails 49-47. Into the front court, Rinesmith. Rinesmith with the basketball. Tetzloff for the lead. No good. Rebound, DeYoung. DeYoung puts it up, blocked, but there for the rebound and the putback is Tetzloff. Tetzloff with a 2-point bucket. For Bailey, that is her second field goal. Dort College ties it at 49-all. 5:20 remaining first in the third quarter. Played just about 5 minutes here in the second half, and we've decided nothing. We were tied 41-all at the end of the first half. Pass left side. With it is Cuff. Cuff, floater. Can't get it to go. Rebound, DeYoung. DeYoung, Rinesmith. Ball's down on the floor. Still loose, and a jump ball called. Alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball. I think it's Dort College basketball, at least. Well, Dort College did have it to start the second half. Beg your pardon. So it is Bellevue basketball. Bellevue with a basketball. Alternating possession. 5:01 left to go in the third period. Venmanen, Anderson, Tetzloff, Pruitt, and DeYoung on the floor for the defenders. Bellevue to throw it in. Looking over the top, and they find Dean. Dean with it, guarded by Venmanen. Cutter in the lane. Shot blocked by Anderson, and Anderson's going to be called for the personal foul. For Faith Anderson, that is foul number 1. Free throws on the way for the Bruins. And shooting the free throws will be Laura Jurek. Jurek, 12 of 15 so far this season from the free throw line. She's shooting a pair, trying to unlock the tie. 4:56 left to play, third quarter. Free throws. First one is up. Good. 3 points now for Jurek. Rinesmith checks into the ballgame. Tetzloff will check out. A second free throw on the way. For Dort College, by the way, that foul called on Anderson. That was number 1 on her. Team foul number 4 already on the defenders in this quarter. So Bellevue will be at the free throw line for the bonus situation for the rest of the quarter. Right side pass, Pruitt. Pruitt gives into the corner, Annie. Annie, 3 ball, left it short, no good. Rebound to Anderson, and we've got a foul called on the rebound against DeYoung. DeYoung whistled for a hold. That's unfortunate as Faith Anderson was going to get that rebound. A foul called on the rebound and a chance now to walk the other way and shoot free throws for Morgan Cuff. Michaela DeYoung whistled for the personal. That's foul number one on her. 51-49, Dort College by two. Down two, I should say. First free throw is up and through. Cuff now 3 for 3 from the free throw line, an 81% free throw shooter. This Bellevue team shoots a fair number of free throws. Second one is up and good as well. Cuff 4 for 4, and the defenders trail 53-49. Ball pass right side. They get it to Pruitt. Pruitt to Anderson. Anderson into the corner, DeYoung. DeYoung with the basketball, and we've got a foul called. A hold called on the Bruins, and Cuff, that's her third. Martinez will check into the game. Checking out will be Cuff, and that's number three on Cuff, so she checks out. Then Monin is open in the corner. Instead they go Ryan Smith looking inside Anderson, back over to Pruitt. Pruitt, three, high archer, missed it, no good. Long rebound, though. Annie Rinesmith comes down with it. Rinesmith directing traffic with her team down by four. They need a bucket. Anderson to DeYoung. DeYoung puts a three up. It's blocked. Rebound cleared by Shayla Dean. Long pass into the front court, and coming away with it is Pruitt, but Pruitt steps on the sideline. Out of bounds, it will be Bellevue basketball. Dort College trailing 53-49. Remember, they're playing with some foul trouble, are the Dort College defenders. Maybe Pruitt, I'm not sure what the question is at this point. Maybe the shot clock, if there was possession or not. Doesn't appear that they will give a fresh 30 on the shot clock. Bellevue will inbound. Pass over the top. And losing it out of bounds off of her foot. That is Jamie Wankler. And with 14 minutes remaining in this one, Dort College playing down by four. Left side pass to Van Manen. Van Manen to Shemileski. Shemileski, Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith, cross-court pass. And Jordan Van Manen's going to be called for a foul in the backcourt. Shooting free throws will be Laura Jurek. Jurek. Van Manen will be called for the personal. That's her second. It was loose ball, and she was late getting there. Free throws on the way for Jurek. Two free throws. This is the bonus. Jurek now 5 points. 3 for 3 from the free throw line with another free throw on the way. Bellevue has scored the last 5 points and now 6. And I believe all of them have been from the free throw line. 55-49. Bellevue with a 6-point lead. Dort College playing from behind. Bounce pass inside Feenstra. Feenstra, shot no good. Collapsed on three players around her. Went up, didn't get the shot to go. Didn't get a foul call. And now a double dribble called as Bellevue's Faith Ross, a little too eager, bringing it into the front court. She gets called for the travel violation. Dort College gets it back on the turnover. Well, need somebody to score some points for the defenders tonight. Peyton Harmson on the bench. She's unavailable. Pass by DeYoung, intended for Feenstra, and coming over the top to take it away was Martinez. Martinez with a steal. Bellevue basketball. Faith Ross. Ross on the right-hand side. Dort College down 6. Bellevue trying to take a 3-possession lead here with 3:19 remaining in the third. Shot blocked by DeYoung, the help defense, and boy, they have called this one very tightly tonight. Michaela DeYoung on the help defense gets called for the personal foul. More free throws on the way for Bellevue and Laura Jurek. Jurek shooting her 5th and 6th free throw of this quarter. Bellevue pounding it inside. Dort College in some foul trouble. You've got Eva Mold on the bench with 4. She picked up 2 in the second half, one of them a charge. Riley Van Hulsen checks into the ballgame. Another free throw for Jurek. And this one's up and good as well. So Jurek makes them both. She's got 8-6 of them from the free throw line. And the defenders trail 57-49. It's been a while since Dort College has scored. Ball deflected out. Dort College right now with Van Halsen, Feenstra, Van Manen, Shemileski, and Rinesmith on the floor. Ball's inbounded to Rinesmith. Rinesmith to Shemileski. Dort College down 8. They've trailed by as many as 12 tonight. They led by as many as 6 in the first half. Pass out front, Rinesmith, 14 to shoot. Rinesmith on the wing. Rinesmith loses it. It's picked up by Bellevue. Bellevue with the momentum on their side. Scoop shot up and good. Scoop shot by Winkler. She's got 15. Dort College trails by 10, 59-49. Bounce pass inside for Feenstra. And the Bellevue Bruins coming away with a steal. Left side pass. They're off and running. Pass underneath. Comes back over to Martinez. Martinez gives it up to Winkler. Left side pass into the corner. 14 to shoot for the Bruins. Three-pointer up, missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by Van Halsen. Van Halsen over the basketball. Van Halsen over to Van Manen. Van Manen, Shemileski. Shemileski, Van Manen. Van Manen, three ball, good. Van Manen with a three-pointer from the right wing. Stops the run. And the Dort College defenders trail 59-52. Timeout on the floor, charge to Dort College. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We'll be back with more right after this. Bellevue basketball after the timeout, 2:02 remaining. Today's broadcast, that's in the third quarter, made possible by Vision Realty, hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. Bellevue basketball with it on the right side. Jamie Winkler. Winkler floats it up. Her shot no good. Rebound Feenstra, and Feenstra's fouled on the rebound. That foul's going to go against Jurek. That's her third. So the Dort College defenders will walk the other way and set up their offense. Pruitt will then bond to Rinesmith. Dort College down 7. See if they can get a bucket here. And Rinesmith threw it ahead to Bausma. Bausma not expecting the pass, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Bellevue basketball. Bellevue basketball. On the left-hand side with it is Winkler. She'll put up a three. Missed it, no good. Rebound Bausma. 1:17 remaining. Dort College gets the ball back. Rinesmith ahead. It goes to Pruitt. Pruitt had a trailer. Didn't see her in time. Now she's pinned in the corner. Gets it away to Feenstra. Feenstra bucket. Good. Erica Feenstra with 12. Her first two of the second half. Defenders trail by 5. 59-54. Quickly up the floor with the basketball is Ross. Behind the back dribble. Working against Rinesmith. Gives it up. Shot no good. And throwing it up, Jamie Winkler. And Winkler will go to the free throw line to shoot two. So Dort College unable to defend Winkler and keep her out of the lane. Winkler's first free throw, no good. Winkler, a 68% free throw shooter. Another free throw on the way for Winkler. This one's up and rattles it, no good. Rebound Bausma. Dort College down 5. Let's see if they can whittle the lead down a little bit more. Rinesmith picks up her dribble, feeds middle of the floor. Bausman, no-look pass underneath Feenstra, and Feenstra too strong with the shot, no good. Gets the rebound back, no good. Kick-out pass, Pruitt, three-pointer, good. Abby Pruitt with a three-point basket. Dort College, 59-57. 25 seconds left to play in the third. Bellevue can hold for the final shot of the quarter if they wish. Dort College on an 8-0 run. Bellevue was up 10. It's now 2. Bruin basketball, Dean. Dean guarded there by Bausma. 9 to shoot. Dean drives in. Kick out Winkler. Winkler, 3, misses everything. No good. Rebound loose. Picked up by Feenstra. Half second left. Ahead to Bausma. And the quarter comes to an end. Dort College, after a rough stretch where they couldn't get much offense going, gets an 8-point run to close quarter, and they will have the basketball to start the fourth quarter of play. Currently, Bellevue 59, Dort College 57. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5, Dort College trailing Bellevue by 2, 59-57. An 8-point run by the defenders to close the third quarter, and now they have a chance to tie or take the lead. Bowsom over the basketball, back over to Ryan Smith, right side Tetzloff. Tetzloff with the basketball, comes back over to Bowsma. Bowsma into the lane, her floater in and out, no good. Halfway down, pops out, here comes Bellevue. Bellevue with the basketball. Bellevue into the front court, Faith Ross. Ross goes right side, Dean. Dean with it on the right wing. Dean will drive in, drags her foot as she comes to a stop, travels with it. It'll be Dort College basketball. Shayla Dean, the senior from Ziering, Iowa, called for the travel. Dort College with the basketball back, 9:30 remaining. Drop it off right side, Pruitt. Pruitt, inside it goes for Feenstra. Feenstra is fouled on the play by Martinez. Alexis Martinez whistled for the personal. That's foul number two on her. Team foul number one on the Bruins in this quarter. Dort College had to get out of that third quarter where Bellevue was going to the free throw line on every foul. Pass into the corner, Ryan Smith, three-pointer, too strong, no good. Rebound controlled by Bellevue. Bellevue with the basketball, Dean. Dean will bring it up. Dean across half court. Dean goes left side, back over to Winkler. Winkler to Dean. Dean left side. Faith Ross. Faith Ross with it on the wing. Ross gives it up, Winkler. Winkler right side. Bowsma gambles for it. Kick out pass. Three. Missed it. No good. Rebound deflected. Picked off by Dort College and Pruitt. Pruitt ahead to Feenstra. Feenstra gathers herself. Layup good. Erica Feenstra with 14. Dort College ties it with a 10-0 run of their own. 59-59. We were tied at 49. Bellevue took a 10-point lead. So Bellevue had a 59-49 lead after their 10-0 run. Now Dort College has tied it with a 10-0 run of their own. Out front with the basketball is Dean. Dean in between the circles, guarded by Rinesmith, goes over to Martinez. Left side pass, Dean. Dean with it on the wing, guarded by Rinesmith. Out front, Winkler. Five to shoot, now four. She puts it on the deck, puts it up, shot no good. Rebound cleared by Feenstra. Outlets to Rinesmith. Rinesmith, no-look pass ahead to Bowsma. Bowsma, pull-up, shot no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Bellevue. Well, Bowsma had a pull-up from about 10 feet on the right side. Had a nice angle. Thought she was going to kiss it off of the window, but it was a little too strong. With it out front is Winkler. Winkler will pull it out and set it up with 7:50 remaining in regulation. Tied up 5-9 to 5-9. Left side pass, Winkler. Winkler, Dean. Dean, straight on three, nearly banked it in. Rebound taken away by Feenstra. We've got a technical foul on the play called against Bellevue and their coach, Dave Denley. So it'll be free throws for the defenders plus possession. Feenstra had the rebound, so it'll be Dort College basketball in the backcourt when we resume play. But the technical foul assessed to the bench interrupts play, so you have to take care of that, and then you return to the point at which you were in the game. First free throw by Feenstra is good. That was a bench technical that was called against Dave Denley. Makes the first one, does Feenstra. Makes the second, does Feenstra. And Dort College leads 61-59. And now Dave Denley making his point with one of the other officials that did not call the foul, technical foul. It was not Kelsey Appleby who called the technical foul. She is the female on this three-person crew. Dort College with the basketball leading by two. Let's see what that does to the Bellevue Bruins after the technical foul. Sometimes it's a pick-me-up. Right side pass, Bowsma. Bowsma's pass, intended for Tetzloff, is tipped out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Evavold will check into the game, so Dort College will go with Evavold. Remember, she's playing with four personals. Want to make a notation. She comes back in with 7:28 left to play in this contest. Let's see how long she's able to go without picking up her disqualifying fifth. Hopefully, she'll be able to go the distance. Right side, Ryan Smith underneath Feenstra. Feenstra hesitates. Shot is good. Cut the hoop, and she is fouled. Erica Feenstra with the two-point bucket. What just happened? The foul was called against Bellevue, and that foul goes on Martinez, and now we have a technical foul as well against Bellevue, and things unraveling. So Martinez, that's Alexis Martinez, gets called for the technical, and she got called for the personal. So she has just picked up two fouls, and that is her third and fourth personal fouls. And going to the free throw line is Andy Rinesmith. Rinesmith, first free throw, no good. So Rinesmith with another one. 7:17 left to go. Second free throw by Annie is up and good. So Annie makes one of two. That was the technical shot. And now it's 64-59. Those were the technical fouls. Now the three-point play opportunity coming for Feenstra. Dort College with a five-point lead, trying to extend it to six, trying to match their biggest lead of the contest. So another free throw on the way. This one for Erica Feenstra. Three-point play is good. So Erica Feenstra with the three-point play. She has given Dort College a six-point lead, 65-59, a 16-0 run by the defenders. And who's it going to be against? It's going to be against Kenzie. Kenzie has just picked up her fourth personal. So foul number four on Kenzie with 7:07 remaining. Jordan Van Manen will check into the ballgame right now for Dort College. Just want to kind of work your way through this possession because you might have some foul calls just to even things up. Might not have been bad to get Evavold off of the floor. A two-point basket, left side, good. Laura Jurek with a two-point basket. She's got 10 points. Dort College leads 65-61. So the 16-0 run is over. Van Manen with the basketball back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith gives it up into the corner. Van Manen, ball fake. Drives in. Two players around her. And what do we have? Is that going to be a charge on Van Manen or a block? It's going to be a block call against Shayla Dean. That's number three on her. And I believe she was inside the half circle underneath the basket. So two free throws on the way for Van Manen. First one by Jordan, up and through. Another one on the way. Dort College leading 66-61. Game reset. Both teams have four timeouts remaining, so this one might take a little while. Shot no good by Van Manen, and it's a five-point ball game, 66-61. By the way, that was foul number three on Shayla Dean. Don't know if I mentioned that or not. 6:35 remaining. Bellevue basketball. Dort College had a 16-0 run earlier. Three-pointer, top of the key, is good. Three-pointer from Faith Ross, her first points of the second half. It's 66-64. Back the other way, Feenstra drops one in from short range. 21 for Feenstra. Dort College leading 68-64. 68-64. Out front, Jurek. And what do we have? And I believe Rachel Evavold has just fouled out, trying to fight through a screen. So Rachel Evavold disqualified on fouls with 6:04 remaining. So she was able to go a minute and 24 before picking up her disqualifying fifth foul. Rachel Evavold disqualified with 8 points. Bellevue basketball. Dort College is going to have to do it with defense here in the final 6 minutes. Bellevue ball out front.
They give it up to Dean. Dean with the basketball. Let's see if Dort College can finish it off. Right side pass, three ball, in and out, no good. Rebound fought for Van Manen. Van Manen gets it away to Ryan Smith. Here comes Dort College. Not quite a jailbreak. Tetzloff, Ryan Smith, three-pointer, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Bellevue. Bellevue with a basketball, Cuff. Cuff will take it up. 5:35 remaining. This is Shayla Dean. Dean with it. Dean goes right side. Cuff. Dort College with a four-point lead. Pass into the lane, and we've got a foul called on the weak side help. Who's it going to go against? It's going to go on Pruitt. So Abby Pruitt whistled for her second personal foul. And with 5:23 remaining in the ball game, that is team foul number three on the defenders in this quarter. Pruitt has just picked up her second personal. Fresh 30 for Bellevue. 5:20. They lob it down low. Feenstra on the defense. Shot no good. Rebound ripped by Feenstra. Feenstra gets it away. Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith with the basketball. Ryan Smith driving in, and she is fouled on the play. That foul is going to eventually be called against Laura Jurek, and I believe Jurek has just picked up her fourth personal. 5:11 remaining. So two free throws on the way for Annie Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith with 7 points this evening. First free throw by Annie is up and through. 8 points for Ryan Smith. And the Dort College lead is 69-64 pending a free throw. Dort College has led by as many as 6 on 2 different occasions. Bellevue has led by as many as 12. Another free throw on the way for the junior from Shakopee, up and through. So a couple of made free throws by Annie Ryan Smith. 9 points for Ryan Smith. And the defender lead is 70-64. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Today's broadcast made possible by Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. Bellevue with the basketball. Dort College with a 6-point lead, 70-64. Your 3-point threats for Bellevue: Shayla Dean, Jamie Winkler, and maybe Faith Ross. 3:11 and 33. File that one away in your memory bank. 5 minutes remaining. Right side pass goes over to Shayla Dean. Dean guarded there by Feenstra. Dort College in man-for-man defense right now. Driving in. Scoop shot missed it. No good. She got the wide open look. Little too strong. Dort College racing the other way. A chance to build on the 6-point lead. Into the corner, Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith over to Van Manen. Van Manen into the corner to Pruitt. Pruitt shot no good. I beg your pardon, that was Feenstra's shot no good. And Tucker whistled for her second personal foul. Erica will go to the free throw line and will shoot two. 70-64, Dort College with an opportunity to build on the 6-point lead. First free throw by Feenstra. Line drive kicks out no good. Another one on the way for Erica. She was 4-for-6 in the first half. And now 4-for-5 in the second half. She makes one of two. 71-64, Dort College's biggest lead. 4:35 remaining in regulation. Driving in, right side pass. Dean, three, missed it, no good. Rebound controlled by Bellevue. Bellevue basketball, 4:20 and counting. Underneath, shot is off the glass. Count the hoop, and she is fouled. Erica Feenstra has just picked up the personal. That's her second. And free throws on the way for Cuff. A free throw on the way as Cuff got that shot to go. 71-66 pending the free throw. 71-66, Dort College up 5. Free throw by Cuff is up, good. So Cuff makes the free throw for the 3-point play. And the defender lead is 4, 71-67. Jordan Van Manen over the basketball out front. Double teamed, lost it. picked up by Bellevue. Here come the Bruins. 4 minutes remaining in regulation. Stopping at the top of the key. They give it back. Floater in the lane. Off of the glass, no good. Rebound Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball. Feenstra gives it up to Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball out front. Comes back to Van Manen. Big three. Missed it. No good. Rebound cleared by Bellevue. Bellevue down four with the basketball. 3:46 remaining. Big defensive possession here for the defenders. Trying to hang on to the four-point lead. Bellevue with it. Both teams in the bonus. Down to the baseline. Ball's down on the floor. Picked up by Stetzloff. Gets it away to Pruitt. Pruitt up the floor. Pruitt, hot potato over to Tetzloff. Tetzloff with the basketball, back over to Ebby, 20 to shoot. They give it off underneath, and Feenstra is called for a foul on the post position. Erica Feenstra whistled for her third personal. That is a player control foul, so no free throws. With 3:21 remaining. So 3:21 remaining in regulation. Dort College leading 71-67. Things have gotten a little squirrely here in the last 4 minutes or so. Don't know any other word to describe it. It's just been odd. Had a couple of technical fouls called against Bellevue. And since then, it's just been odd. Driving into the lane, kick out pass, corner. Is it a one-point game? Yes, it is. Faith Ross gets free for a triple. Dort College leads 71-70. Six unanswered by the Bruins. 3 minutes remaining. Out front with the basketball. Right side, Tetzloff. Tetzloff in the corner. Back to Bausma. Bausma, Pruitt. Pruitt, ball fake. Now Tetzloff, 17-footer straight on, no good. Rebound cleared by Bellevue. Here come the Bruins. Bruins with a chance to take the lead. Bellevue driving right-hand side is Winkler. Winkler, they feed it down low. Martinez blocked by Feenstra. And Feenstra is pushed to the ground. And that foul is going to go on Martinez, I believe. So Martinez whistled for the personal foul. She fouls out. Feenstra will shoot two free throws on the other end as she was fouled after securing the rebound. 2:36 remaining. A lot of work to do in this one yet. Bruins with four timeouts. Bellevue with four timeouts. Dort College with three. Two free throws on the way for Feenstra. Feenstra tonight. This will be her 10th and 11th free throws. First one up by Erica. Good. Another one on the way for Feenstra. 23 tonight for Feenstra. They've been hard earned. They always are, but tonight seems like a little bit more of a labor than normal. Another free throw on the way for Feenstra. This one's up and good. So Erica makes both free throws. Defenders lead 73-70. Bellevue had six in a row. Dort College snaps it with a couple of free throws. How many times can I say a big defensive possession? Bellevue basketball driving in. Tetzloff kicks it into the corner. And a hold called on Feenstra, and Erica Feenstra has just picked up her fourth. 73-70, free throws on the way for Bellevue's Jurek. Jurek, 6-for-6 so far from the free throw line tonight. And she's shooting two free throws. Both teams are in the bonus from here on out. First free throw, good. Jurek makes it a two-point ball game pending the second free throw. Free throw by Jurek is up and good. So Jurek now 8-for-8 from the free throw line, 12 points. Dort College leads 73-72. Heavy Pruitt up the floor, breaks the press, gets it away to Bausma, gives it back over to Ebby. Ebby to Annie. Annie over the basketball. 2:07 remaining. Pruitt. Pruitt throws it, gives it to Feenstra, and a jump ball called alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball. 2:01 remaining, 11 seconds on the shot clock. Dort College 73, Bellevue 72. Dort College wants a timeout. They use one of their remaining three timeouts. They're down to two now. Timeout on the floor. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. Pruitt throws over the top, finds Ryan Smith, 10 to shoot, now 9, 8. Ryan Smith looks for a ball screen, gets one, and we've got a hand check called on the Bruins. That foul goes on Jurek, and Jurek has just fouled out. 1:54 remaining. Bellevue has now lost their second player to fouls. Their first one was Martinez. Martinez fouled out with 9 points. Hey, 12 points for Jurek as she fouls out. Two free throws for Ryan Smith. First free throw by Annie, up and good. Another one on the way for Ryan Smith. I have her with 4 made free throws tonight. Second free throw on the way. He is up and good. Nothing but net that time. 2 for 2. Dort College up 3. 75-72. 150 and counting. Bellevue has 4 timeouts remaining. Pass out front. Ball's loose. It's down on the floor. Picked up by Bellevue. Now Dort College out of position. Driving in. Kick out pass, 3 for the tie, in and out, no good. Rebound cleared by Feenstra. Dort College recovered defensively, and now the defenders will bring it up. Reinsmith takes it across the timeline. 1:29 remaining, 23 on the shot clock. Dort College can take it under a minute. 10, they won't. Feenstra, rhythm 3, missed it, no good. Ball's down on the floor, and we're going to have a foul called on the defenders, I believe, and Kenzie Bausma. Kenzie Bausma is going to be called for a foul on the rebound. Bausma fouls out with 10 points and 1:21 on the game clock. So Jordan Van Manen will check in. Free throws on the way for Shayla Dean. Dean has not scored in the second half. She's 1 for 1 from the free throw line tonight. She is 6 of 11 for the season. So Dean can make it a one-point ball game with a made free throw. Two made free throws, I should say. First one hangs on the rim and falls through. She's got 10. 75-73 pending the free throw. Another one on the way. That one's short, no good. Rebound controlled by Pruitt, and Pruitt's going to be tied up. It'll be Bellevue basketball. Best-case scenario for Bellevue on that sequence. Dort College player slipped and fell as she got that rebound, and now Bellevue can tie it with a 2 or take the lead with a 3 with 1:18 remaining. Ball out front with the basketball is Ross. Ross gives it left side Winkler. Winkler with the basketball. Winkler looking for the pass. Ball deflected. Now it's down on the floor and a jump ball called, and Tetzloff gets it back. Bailey Tetzloff sticking her nose in there, getting the ball back for the defenders. Dort College does have 2 timeouts remaining. Bellevue has 4. Both teams are in the bonus. Dort College has a 2-point lead, 75-73. Dort College will be inbounding underneath the basket, length of the floor to go. Throwing it in will be Van Manen. Van Manen gets it into Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith with the basketball in the backcourt, throws it over the top. Pruitt, 1 minute remaining. Pruitt drives all the way in. And gets called for a charge. Abby Pruitt gets called for a charging foul. Player control. It'll be Bellevue basketball again with 59.1 seconds remaining. So Dort College trailing 75, leading, I should say, 75-73. Yep, Dort College still up 2, but this one is not coming easily for the defenders. Shayla Dean bringing it up. 55 seconds and counting. Bellevue takes it across half court. Dean on the right side, driving underneath, puts it up, no good, but she is fouled on the play. Annie Reinsmith commits the personal. It's foul number 2 on her. Shayla Dean will go to the free throw line where she is 2 for 3 tonight. 50-50 proposition from the free throw line coming into the ballgame. That is foul number 2 on Ryan Smith. She can tie it with 2 made free throws. I am betting she'll make both. Her first one is good. Another one on the way. Trying to tie it at 75 with 49 seconds remaining. Second free throw is up and good. We're tied at 75. It's our first tie since it was 59-59. Then Monin to Pruitt. Pruitt gets it over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith up the floor. Tetzloff. Tetzloff back to Rinesmith. Dort College can hold till about 28 seconds. Out front, Van Manen. Van Manen with the basketball. Pruitt, 10 to shoot. Down with the basketball, Rinesmith, and we have a reach-in foul called on the Bruins. Faith Ross is going to be called for the personal foul. Annie Rinesmith will go to the free throw line to shoot two. She can unlock the 75-all tie with 26.3 seconds remaining. So two free throws on the way for Rinesmith. First one is up, no good. Another free throw on the way for Rinesmith. She can still unlock the tie. 5 of 7 from the free throw line tonight is Rinesmith. So Rinesmith, with 26.3 seconds remaining, right-hander free throw is up, good. So Rinesmith makes 1 of 2. Dort College leads 76-75. There is a timeout on the floor. Bellevue will advance the ball into the front court after the timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Dort College leading by one. Bellevue basketball. Bellevue using one of their timeouts. They have three remaining. Both teams in the bonus. Both teams have lost players to fouls. Dort College without Bausma and Evavold. Bellevue without their leading scorer coming into the game, Martinez. And Jurek, who has 12 points. She's been disqualified on fouls. Players to watch, Dean, Wankler, and Ross, in my opinion. Inbounding will be Tucker. Dort College is going to use a timeout now. So a timeout charge to the defenders with the score 76-75. They use one of their remaining timeouts. This will be a 30-second timeout. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. So Dort College will be defending. Bellevue will have it on their end of the floor. They're inbounding opposite their bench. That is the left-hand side of the floor as you approach the hoop. On the floor for the defenders, it is Feenstra guarding the inbounds pass. Rinesmith, Van Manen, Pruitt, and Tetzloff. Bellevue inbounding with Tucker. They get the ball inbounded to Dean. Dean with the basketball to Winkler. 20 seconds remaining. Left side pass, Ross. Now back to Dean. Dean. And we've got Van Manen tripping and falling. And Morgan Cuff will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 13.7 seconds remaining. Free throws coming for Cuff. She can give Bellevue a lead with a pair of made free throws. First free throw by Cuff, up, good. She is an 81% free throw shooter. She has just tied it at 76. 13.7 seconds remaining. Dort College and Bellevue knotted in women's basketball. Second free throw is up and good, so she makes them both. Bellevue grabs their first lead. Since it was 59-57, so Dort College calls a timeout. They'll be inbounding in front of their bench. And the Dort College defenders trailing by a point, 77-76. They'll be drawing up an inbounds play. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs, whether buying or selling your home. Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. Dort College basketball after the timeout. They'll be throwing in just to my left. It'll be Jordan Van Manen tossing it in. 13.7 seconds left. Dort College is now out of timeouts. Tetzloff is on the left elbow. Tetzloff and Pruitt are on the elbows. Feenstra is on the block along with Rinesmith. They get it into Pruitt. 13 seconds. Now 10. Rinesmith behind the three-point line, testing the waters. Floats it up, no good. There for the rebound is Feenstra, and Feenstra is fouled. Erica Feenstra with the offensive rebound and the putback attempt, but she got fouled on the play. And that foul is charged to Morgan Cuff. Cuff whistled for her fourth. Erica Feenstra will be shooting free throws when we resume play right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Erica Feenstra shooting free throws. Bellevue still has a couple in their pocket, so we'll see what happens here. Erica Feenstra shooting two. 24 points tonight for Feenstra. First one too strong, no good. Needs this one to tie it. 77-76, Bellevue by a point. Dort College shooting to tie, 4.7 seconds remaining. Second free throw is up, and that one's short, no good. Fight for the basketball, jump ball called, and it'll be Bellevue basketball. A jump ball called. Well, I'm not sure what the call is here. I thought it was a jump ball. What was the call? That's what we're waiting on right now. I'm still waiting for the indication. There's a foul, evidently. Not sure who they called it against. Dort College had the situation they wanted. Good free throw shooter shooting free throws. Now they've got 3.1 seconds remaining. They called that foul on Dort College's Bailey Tetzloff, her third. Free throws on the way for Cuff. Cuff, free throw, no good. Dort College is out of timeouts, though, so they can't advance it. And now Bellevue is going to call a timeout. So Bellevue is going to call a timeout with 3.1 seconds remaining. They've got another free throw coming. And Dort College, as I noted earlier, they will not be able to advance it with a timeout. So you've got to go the length of the floor after this make or this miss with 3.1 seconds remaining. Today's broadcast made possible by Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. So Bellevue now down to one timeout. Both teams are in the bonus. Dort College trailing 77-76. Trying to extend the lead will be Cuff. Question is, will she miss intentionally here to not allow Dort College to set up a play? Second free throw is up, and that one's good. So she does make one of two. It's a two-point ball game. Fire it up the floor to Feenstra. It's jarred loose, and that's the ball game. 78-76. Bellevue with a two-point win over the Dort College defenders. Dort College falls to 10-4. Bellevue improves to 10-4 with a home victory here this evening in Bellevue, Nebraska. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with a recap of tonight's ballgame, Wireless World postgame wrap, right after this. This is the Wireless World postgame wrap. The Dort College defenders falling on the road 78-76. Coach Bill Harmson has made his way out of the locker room. And Coach Harmson, you and I both talked yesterday, and Bellevue, a very good team, fourth year of existence, and they were very good at home this evening. All that being said, probably feel like this one might have slipped away tonight.
Yeah, we didn't. You know, credit Bellevue. They got loose balls, and, man, they made plays when they needed to, and they got valued stops when they needed to, and we didn't. And so, you know, it's one of those games where when it comes down to the end like this, you know, you're basically your bed's kind of made way earlier. And I felt that way all night tonight. I didn't think we had a lot of, you know, hop in our step. And, you know, to start the game with three straight turnovers and then to expend so much energy to get back in the game in the first half. And, you know, it was just one of those nights. And, you know, we're going to go back and learn from it and hopefully get better from it.
Got down 12, as you alluded to, came back, used a lot of energy. You got up 6 and kind of felt good about where you were at. If you could close the half and maybe take a 6-8 point lead into the halftime, you're feeling pretty good. But Bellevue, different ideas. They came back and tied it.
Yeah, it didn't happen. And, again, we had a few – we had opportunities on the offensive end to extend that lead. But defensively, we just couldn't dig in and couldn't get that big stop. And, you know, it was physical both ways. And it just – the ball just did not bounce our way in that at the end of the first half.
In the second half, again, they go on a 10-0 run. You go on a 10-0 run to answer it. Actually had a 16-point run at one point to get up 6. And, again, just felt pretty good with where you were at, but a missed shot, a turnover, and then a lost defensive assignment, and suddenly it's a tie game again.
There it is again. And we were playing an awful lot of young kids there at the end of the game that have never been in those situations. And I hope we learned from it. You know, to come in a team, you know, this team plays really well in here. And, you know, to lose by 2 or whatever it was, you know, that's a tough loss, especially with how well our girls have been playing. And so, you know, once we got that lead up 6 and, you know, even in the fourth quarter, you know, I think we were up 4, you know, with under 2 to go, and we just could not close the deal.
18 of 27 from the free throw line, 24 of 28 for Bellevue. You start breaking things down, and that ends up being probably one of the major components in deciding this one.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, we had opportunities at the end to close them out off the free throw line, and we couldn't quite get it done. And, you know, you want to talk about both teams having adversity, you know, them getting a couple girls with technicals, and we fouling a couple players out, and there was just a lot of adversity. You know, we have players sitting on the bench that are injured, that couldn't play, and so you still have to find ways. And we just weren't able to do that tonight.
Back to work tomorrow, Coach.
Back to work tomorrow, Mike. Thank you.
That's Bill Harmson, and let's take a look at the numbers. Dort College, 26 of 65 from the floor tonight. That comes out to 40%. 6 of 24 from the three-point line, 25%. 18 of 27 from the free throw line, 67% for Bellevue. 24 of 58 from the floor, 41.4%. 6 of 24 from the three-point line as well, 25%. They were 24 of 28 from the free throw line, 86%. 51-28 rebounding advantage for the defenders, negated in part, though, by 25 turnovers by the defenders and 15 by the Bruins. Erica Feenstra led Dort College with 24 points. They were awfully hard to come by tonight, though. 7 of 15 from the floor, 10 for 15 from the free throw line. Annie Rinesmith with 12 tonight, 2 for 13 from the floor. Kenzie Bausma ended up with 10. It was 8 points for Ebby Pruitt, 8 for Rachel Evavold, 5 for Faith Anderson, 4 for Bailey Tetzloff, 4 for Jordan Van Manen, and 1 for Maya Shemileski. For Bellevue, they were led tonight by Morgan Cuff with 16 points, 15 for Jamie Wankler, 12 each for Faith Ross and Shayla Dean, 12 points for Laura Jurikoff off of the bench, 8 for 8 from the free throw line, 9 for Alexis Martinez, and 2 for Miranda Hennings for their total of 78 points. Dort College got 14 rebounds from Erica Feenstra, 7 assists by Annie Rinesmith, 6 rebounds for Bausma, 5 for Pruitt, 5 for Rachel Evavold, 4 for Bailey Tetzloff. For Bellevue, they were led in rebounding tonight by Morgan Cuff. So what do we have left to do? We have to select our Sioux Center Health Defender Player of the Game. Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College Athletics, providing physician athletic training and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. Player of the Game tonight for the Dort College Defenders. Going to go with Kenzie Bausma, 10 points, 6 rebounds, and 1 assist for Bausma, 25 minutes of play before she fouled out. So that's your defender player of the game, and that is your Wireless World post-game wrap. Once again, a final from Bellevue, Nebraska. Bellevue 78, Dort College 76. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.